And now joining us in the KRVS studios is Aaron Segura with Vermilionville, here to talk about the sixth voyage of the Bayou Vermilion Festival and Boat Parade that will take place this coming Sunday, May 21st. So it's been going on for a number of years now, Aaron.
It has. Mm-hmm. This is our second time having it in the spring. Originally, when the boat parade started, it was in October parade, but with all the festivities that happen in the beautiful fall weather, we mm-hmm. decided it might be best to move something to spring to kind of spread things out. So this Absolutely. Will be our second time having a May parade.
Well, for those people who have not participated, let's just kind of start off in the beginning and talk about what it's all about and what happens on this day.
Sure. So basically, the Bayou Vermilion Festival and Boat Parade is a celebration of and on the Bayou Vermilion. And so we invite anyone in the community who wants to participate to come out with whatever kind of vessels they have. We have everything from stand-up paddle boards, canoes, kayaks, to we had a 45-foot yacht 1 year. We have this year, I believe for the third year in a row, we'll have the Cajun Invasion Dragon Boat Team out there. So there'll be a 45-foot dragon boat on the water. I believe that's right, 40 maybe. It's a very large dragon boat. You can't miss it. And then, of course, lots of things like fishing boats and party barges and just about anything in between. And so anybody who wants to get out and participate is more than welcome. So that is the gist of things. It starts at 2. It takes about 2 hours to get down to its final destination. And so it's like a slow crawl. You're just hanging out on the water, visiting with friends, playing music, that sort of thing. So it's a lot of fun. And it's got a lot of different moving parts to it. We have things going on at Vermilionville before to keep you entertained while you're hanging out, waiting for the parade to start. And then there's a big after party at the parade's end as well.
That's a day-long celebration.
It really is. And this year we have extended it to truly make it, I mean, it's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
So you could be on the water all day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we have added this year for the first time, Jesse Guidry, who is the original creator of the boat parade, is spearheading this morning paddle. Because we have a lot of people who said they just want to get a little more time on the water. For some people, 2 hours just isn't mm-hmm. enough, you know. And so the morning paddle is going to start at the Acadiana Park Nature Station, and it's going to arrive at Vermilionville. So it will start at 8 a.m., and it should get to Vermilionville at around noon. So if you're looking to get extra time on the water, there's that. And then, yeah, you can do just that if you'd like, or you can get out and come hang out at Vermilionville. We've got some fun activities until the parade launches at 2, so you can continue the whole way down to Camellia Bridge if you'd like. And, of course, you're welcome to join us for the after party, which is going to have yard games. I think we're going to have, like human-sized Jenga, I think it's called, and other things like that. And then we'll have Bonsoir Catan playing out there. So good music, good food, and some games and other fun.
And all around the water. Mm-hmm. You really are making it possible for people to just have a fun time around what used to be one of the main roads around here and how people got places.
Absolutely.
And it's bringing us back to that that traditional mode of transportation.
Definitely. So,
lots of great culture to be learned. And also just the boats you're describing, what a great opportunity to see all these various modes of transportation possible on the water.
Yeah.
From very, very small to the very large ones. Now, you also encourage people to costume if they would like. Has that been a big thing in the past?
So actually, there was a precursor to this boat parade. There is a boat parade that happened in the 1980s called Bon Temps on the Bayou, and that was a really big component of that. So we've kind of tried to bring it back. We have this thing called the Spirit of the Bayou Award, and there's two categories for it. One is for costume and boat decorating, and then the other is for yard and home decorating. And so, you know, last year it kind of we had some people wearing costumes, and it just sort of reminded us, oh, yeah, there used to be this big thing about people wearing costumes and decorating their boat. some paddlers made their canoe into a dragon, I believe, and then they were dressed as Vikings. And so we kind of gave them like an impromptu Spirit of the Bayou Award, but then we decided like we should really bring that back this year. So the winner of the best home and yard contest gets this cool yard flag designed by Makemade that commemorates this year's boat parade, and they can keep it in their yard to kind of, it's sort of like bragging rights to their neighbors that they had the best decorated home and yard. And then for the costume and best decorated vessel, we have Shannon Bio, who is a costume designer. She has decorated a life jacket to give as the prize for that.
What a perfect prize.
Yeah. And so those awards are going to be chosen by Stacy Scarce, who is this year's Grand Marshal. Stacy over at the Acadiana Park Nature Station. She'll be heading, leading the parade from the VIP barge, and she'll also be naming the Spirit of the Bayou winners.
So many incredible people involved in this project mm-hmm. who believe in recreation on the water and really want to incorporate that, mm-hmm. that body that goes right through our community
right.
we sort of ignored for so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned that there will be lots of activities going on beforehand. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things can families expect to do as they're waiting? And
mm-hmm. So, you of course, Vermilionville is open, mm-hmm. and if you are there by 10 and you feel like spending a couple of hours in the village, you're more than welcome to go tour the village. But we'll have a few things in the parking lot as well, a little closer to the canoe corral. So we do have a canoe corral, a little roped-off area where people can drop off their paddle crafts so they feel free to walk around and enjoy some of that stuff. We'll have some community booths. We'll have some. We'll have an art display. We've had this art display that we've had going for the past couple of years now called Bayou Bones. It's an exhibit that is made using bones, like actual animal bones found in the Vermilion that have been cleaned and then given to different local artists to really let their imagination run wild and do whatever they want with. So we pull them out each year to put them out on display. So you can check that out. We'll have a yoga class that's going to be geared specifically towards warming up and stretching muscles for paddling. So if paddlers who aren't doing the morning paddle, those who are just doing the parade itself, want to get a little warmed up beforehand, they can come to that yoga class. It's going to be outside happening along our retention pond. We'll have face painting for kids and adults alike. And we'll have a three-piece band playing as well. So we sent out this survey last year after the boat parade to just kind of get a feel and touch base with our participants and see like what they felt was missing or what they'd really like to see and that sort of thing. And I think this year is going to be really great because we really took those to heart. And one of the things they asked for was music before the parade. So that is happening. Should be really cool. And then something happening during the parade, which I am very excited to see, that's going to be really fun, and I can't wait to see how it rolls out, is it's going to be on the water. There'll be a yacht rock karaoke party happening during the parade. So there will be, from what I am told, a party barge with a karaoke set that will be playing.
Sing all the Christopher Cross you want.
Yes. All the Hall & Oates and Kenny Loggins. Yeah. And so if you're thinking about participating and you want to brush up on those yacht rock classics, maybe dress the part as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think that's going to be really, really fun this
okay.
year.
Yeah. And I know that World Cafe did a piece on yacht rock not too long
really?
Ago. You can kind of search for that on
I
World
will.
Cafe.
Yeah. I'll share that.
It's a couple guys they were interviewing who have a yacht rock blog,
uh-huh.
and they were playing the songs the entire
that
World Cafe.
That is so cool. I'll
it
have
was
to
good.
Look for that.
So that sounds like a great component
yeah,
of the
I think that'll
parade.
Be really fun. You know, I last year for the first time I got to actually participate in the parade myself. I got to jump on one of BVD's boats and get to actually see what the event is all about, because in the past I've always just been running around making sure stuff happens, and I was able to get on a boat last year, and it's so amazing to see, like, I love to see the unique ways that people participate. Like, a lot of musicians will bring out their instruments and just play on the water, which is really cool. One of my favorite things was it was at the boat parade a couple of years ago at the after party. A friend's son came up to me and put a handful of peppers in my hand. And I was like, what is this? And he was like, I don't know. Somebody was throwing them from the boat. And so I've heard of this, like, I've been calling them the pepper people, these mysterious pepper people who are tossing peppers. Mm-hmm.
Instead of beads, they're tossing peppers.
And I just think that is so cool. I love hearing about the different ways that people make the parade come to life.
And celebrate. Well, and they would float, wouldn't they? The peppers would float and not sink like some other.
So it's like, it's really a people's parade. You know, like it's however you want to participate that you see fit.
Well, so. What a grand celebration. And if you are just tuning in, my guest is Erin Segura with Vermilionville, here talking about the 6th annual voyage of the Bayou Vermilion Festival and Boat Parade that will take place this coming Sunday, May 21st. There will be a before paddle that starts up at the Nature Station.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do people need to register for that part of it?
So, yes, we would like for people who are participating in the morning paddle to register in advance. That gives us just a good idea of, you know, how many people to expect, especially because the paddle leader wants to keep track and kind of make sure nobody's getting left behind. It's actually turning out to be quite larger than we expected, which is really cool, and we're excited for that. It'll be nice to see, like, a parade arriving before the main event starts, a parade of paddlers. So we have about 30 people registered right now, and we're expecting a few more for sure. So definitely, if that's something that interests you, the morning paddle begins at 8 a.m. at the Nature Station, and it'll arrive at Vermilionville at around noon. You can get out and go check out some stuff at Vermilionville before the parade starts at 2.
So what time can people arrive at Vermilionville if they're not paddling and they just want to arrive and enjoy the exhibit and the festivities?
Yeah. We'll have things going on from, you know, starting at 10. The first real things really get started around 10:30. That's when the yoga class starts. I think that's when the face painting starts. We'll have kids' crafts and activities happening at that time as well. Of course, anyone is welcome to just come see that. You know, not everybody's into paddling or boating or whatever, but maybe you just want to see the parade. And there's a couple of different opportunities to do that. You can come to Vermilionville and watch the parade kick off from there. You can also watch it pass at Beaver Park or Rotary Point. And then you are also welcome to just watch the parade arrive from the Camellia Bridge and that park under the Camellia Bridge. So, you know, if you just want to check out the parade and watch it pass, you can definitely do that. And we, of course, always encourage people who live along the river to throw viewing parties, have people over to
decorate your yards too.
Decorate your yard, hang out in the backyard and watch the parade as it passes. So, but if you are just interested in watching the parade, you can go to our website and we do have a map posted of the viewing locations where you can check that out.
All right. So go to Vermilionville's website. You can find out more about it. But it is the 6th annual. It's happened a couple times. Mm-hmm. It's the second time in the springtime.
Right.
So it's a different experience, but certainly it's beautiful and green right now. And that summertime green is starting to show along the river. And so a really beautiful time to be paddling. So again, any kind of boat people can, and I think even sort of self-constructed boats some people have
used. Sure. If it floats and you can paddle it, you can definitely get it out there. And motorized boats as well, of course, are welcome.
Okay, and then you're going to have party barges too, I think.
Yeah.
And, of course, people do need to register for that parade, not just the morning parade. And so
Right. So you can register online. I believe online registration will continue until maybe Saturday morning, but then you can also always register on-site at Vermilionville for the parade.
All right. Well, an incredible opportunity for us to enjoy the Vermilion River and learn more about all kinds of crafts, boat crafts, that we can float down the river and have a grand festival as well at Vermilionville. So just a marvelous day that will, again, start early if you want to do the morning paddle from the Nature Station. Mm-hmm. But around 10 o'clock, you could arrive at Vermilionville and enjoy everything that's set up there as well before the 2 o'clock launch of the parade.
Yes.
Anything else we should know about it, Erin? What kind of boat are you going to be on?
I actually don't know yet. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to maybe try to hop on a BV boat because I did have a lot of fun last year. And so I'm hoping maybe I'll be able to jump on one of our cruise boats
I'm
and
sure
check
they'd
it out
let
again.
You do
that. Hopefully so. Hopefully so.
All right. Well, whatever craft you have, you can decorate it a bit and wear costumes if you want to or not. Mm. So lots of ways to participate in this 6th annual Boat Parade and Bayou Vermilion Festival. Thanks so much, Erin. We appreciate it.
Thank you.